Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your home, your automobile, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know the power of God, how that Jesus can transform your life. I'm talking about a change that will last for a lifetime and get you ready for heaven. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and I with a Holy Ghost field ministry where we can go into the jails and prisons to bring to the inmates, those that's incarcerated, the power of God. Amen. We have some wonderful services in the jails and prisons. I'll tell you, and the Lord has blessed us, amen, to be here on radio to bring to you the power of God to let you know Jesus can deliver you from the prison house of sin and place you on the road to heaven. Glory to God. Those of you that are listening to our broadcast that's incarcerated, the broadcast is geared toward you. Let you know you may be incarcerated, you may be in solitary confinement, you may be on death row, but the Lord loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to turn your life around. Oh, yes, sir. You may be locked up in the local jails, but Jesus come to deliver you and set you free from the real problem. The reason why people commit crime is because of sin. But Jesus come to save you from your sin. We have a powerful message this month talking about a higher calling in God. Because it's time for us to move up in the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. But I'm telling you, it's a powerful message. We're likely to call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune into this radio station for the conclusion of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companions and Velvet is here to read the word of God. Yes, Jesus come to put us on a higher calling. Get on the highway of holiness. Isaiah 35:8. Glory to God. The devil, he's down now on the level. He wants you down there with him. Sinning and repenting. Saying you're a child of God. Pretending. Time out for pretending. This is a year of 2017. We need to go up on a higher calling. Being so you can live right. Live free from sin. Because only the pure in heart shall see God. Say Matthew 5:8. Glory to God. I'm telling you, believe what that Bible said and not what the devil is preaching through some of these so-called preachers and so-called church people. Amen. Talking about you can't be perfect. That's disputing this Bible. When Paul so said so in Philippians 3:14-15, and Jesus said it himself in St. Matthew 5:48. Let you know you can be perfect. Believe what Jesus said. Believe what the Holy Ghost said. And let every man, let every devil be a liar. It's time to move up to a higher calling, because the devil got a lot of church folks in bondage, believing that you got to sin and repent all your life. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus calls up to get up on a higher calling. Praise our God. You see, Israel, they messed up because of unbelief. They was at the Jordan River because of they wouldn't believe the Bible. They wouldn't believe the word of God. Because they wouldn't believe, God turned them around. And they was wandering in the wilderness for 40 years because of unbelief. They died going around in circles. Amen. Died, their bodies were bleached in the sands of the desert. Only two of the original group went into the promised land. That was Joshua and Caleb, because they believed God. They wouldn't, amen, let the devil cheat them. Amen. And they went into the promises of God. Amen. But the rest died
and their bodies was bleached in the sands of the desert because of unbelief. And unbelief is going to cause a lot of people to be put out of heaven. But I'm here to let you know, I'm not going to let the devil fool me. I'm going to believe what that Bible said. I'm going to move up to a higher calling. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to get sanctified. I'm going to get filled with the Holy Ghost, because Jesus is coming back for a people and a church without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing, but one that is holy. Glory to God. Living free from sin. Praise our God. God, the Bible says in Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. But the devil will have you going around in circles like he did the children of Israel. Amen. Sinning and repenting. Getting dirty. Falling down. Talking about we all fall down. Lying devil. You need to get saved and get sanctified. You get sanctified, you can live right and walk upright. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Velvet, let's go to 1 Peter 1 and 13. Let's see what the Bible says.
1 Peter 1 and 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, and so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
The Lord
is, written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
The Lord is letting us know to be holy, for he is holy. Don't be looking at the forms and fashions of this world. It's a higher calling is to be holy. Be holy in your walk. Be holy in your talk. Be holy in the way you live. Be holy by the way you look on the outside. Be holy all the way out. When you're sanctified, you're sanctifying part of you. Your insides, your outside, amen. Everything about you will be holy because you love the Lord. You love Jesus. Glory to God. That's a higher calling. Praise our God. The devil got people, they're looking back at the forms and fashions of this world. And the devil got them fooled. Praise God. But it's time out for looking back at the forms and fashions of this world. It's time to get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes on the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Get your eyes on the spirit, on heaven. Glory to God. Sanctify yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let the Lord breathe in your soul and sanctify you wholly. Praise our God. Don't let the devil cause you to look back at Egypt and go down there with him, down there in Egypt, and get dirty with the forms and fashions of this world. Amen. Because the devil wants to slow you down. Amen. He wants you to cancel your trip to heaven and get down there with him so you can go home with him. And his home is in the fire. But I'm here to let you know it's time to get up on a higher calling. Get on that highway of holiness. Live right. Do right. So you can go sweeping through the gates of heaven. Glory to God. What did the Bible say, Sir Velvet?
It said, but at which he has called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? It says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Glory to God. The Lord wants you to be holy because God is holy. Praise God. It's not enough to be hooked up in a church, to be a member of some church, and talking about my mama, my father, and all of that. Glory to God. You need to live right. Live holy. The preacher need to get sanctified. If that preacher not sanctified, they are not ready for heaven. And why follow a blind leader? A blind lead the blind, they both going to fall in the ditch. And you got a lot of blind leaders out there thinking they are going to heaven, but they're not. They're on their way to hell because of sin. Pray, because they're not on the highway. Glory to God. And the blind lead the blind, they all going to fall in the ditch. And that ditch is hell. You hear me? But Jesus come to put us on a higher calling. It was a better promise. So that he can make heaven our home. Glory to God. Because the Bible said, be ye holy, for he is holy. Praise our God. Be holy. Live right. Live free from sin.
because Jesus bring forth a change. Praise God. That's how you know you're saved. You got that resisting power. The Lord will make you, like I said, a brazen wall and an iron pillar where Satan can't penetrate you because you got the greater power in your soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Greater power. Move on from repentance. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 1. Move on. Amen. Move on for water baptism. Go on to Calvary and get a blood bath. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb so you can receive the true Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray, as we wrap the message up. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. All this month, we've been talking about a higher calling in God. As we enter into this brand new year of 2017. Lord, look up here with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I will live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them. Breathe in their soul. And sanctify them holy. Glory to God. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Speak it into them. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies, make their bodies well. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Let the power of God shake them jail, shake them prisons. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in there. Let the preacher get saved. Let the members get saved. So they'll be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name to praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said, fix it, Jesus, fix it. He knows how. Fix me so I can live right. He knows how. He is the only one that can fix us the way we need to be fixed. So you believe that prayer at home, that pray that God has given you your victory. So write us and tell us so we can praise God when you double high in prison bars. We love you, and Jesus loves you most of all, that he can make you the person that you need to be. And those that and free world, we thank God, we praise God for you. Continue to pray for us, and we continue to pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. So believe that and give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. And pray for Sister Velvet and I do ministry to go into the jails and prisons. We will pray for you. And also visit your loved ones that's incarcerated. It's a great blessing. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes along with one companion, Sister Velvet, saying that
if Jesus comes for you today,
will you be ready to go?
May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.